He's already, they put it with them, already, yeah, you move with them. The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. And on earth, nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your head, because your redemption is at hand. Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and anxieties of daily life, and that they catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and to stand before the Son of Man." Gospel of the Lord. After five, is it okay? Can you hear? Okay. After 7 years of my ordination, I was sent to the seminary to work as vice rector. One day, a young Franciscan priest from ex-Yugoslavia today is Herzegovina. He is a priest working in the parish of St. James of Medjugorje. He came to our seminary to talk to us about the message of our Holy Mother. That was in the morning section. Then, for the lunchtime, since I'm the vice rector, I have the right to invite him down to our refectory for supper. So I say, Father, can you come down for lunch? Then he said, Father, today is Wednesday. I'm fasting on bread and water. Then that time, in my heart, I was a little bit perplexed. And I, in myself, say, how stupid. Food, you don't want to take just the bread and water? I didn't say it out, of course. I didn't say stupid, but within myself, it's stupid. But after 20 years, I had the chance to visit Medjugorje. Then I remember this priest. He's called Father Slavko Babaric. By the time I visited the place, he died 4 years before. He died in the year 2000, in November. It seems date is 24 of November. Over there, I started, that means from my count back, is 8 years ago, I started to follow his footpath to fast on Wednesday and Friday with bread and water. Thank the Lord, until today I can keep this. But you might ask, what's the meaning? Does it help? I tell the truth. Since we have to go towards sanctity, not just simple Christian life, we are called to be a saint. And to be a saint today, not very easy. So many temptations in the intellect, newspaper, all those pornography things can make us clean. We don't have a sharp decision to go against evil. It's very easy to fall into temptations. For these 8 years, I experienced, it's so true. When you go, you want to do something good, not just by intention. You do something more to help yourself. For example, we persevere in a daily prayer. I'm sure less chance for us to go into temptation. Of course, there's lots of temptations, but we don't have this habit. If you don't make a time, then it's very easy, very easy. Jesus called us, come and follow me. You know, you remember once Jesus was working outside I mean, in his trip for spreading the gospel, some of the disciples were at home. Then a man with the child came and asked the disciples to cast away the evil spirit from the child. And they couldn't. When Jesus came home, he heard about this. Then he managed, he cast the devil out of the boy. Then going back into the house, the disciples was curious. Lord, how can you do it? Why can't we do it? Because the disciples was given the power to cast away the devil. They have the power. What Jesus says, some devil, some evil spirit can't be kicked out without prayer and fasting. Two together. So maybe we are not in that situation, but fasting is something very positive to help you, to remind you, you have to go ahead with the Lord. Fasting, it doesn't mean always, not necessary, water and bread and water. Abstain from something you like best. You have to use your willpower to control. If you be used to control ourselves little by little, then when temptations come, you can. It will be easy. If we are not used to, we are just let go, anything, no problem, then it's really a problem coming to ourselves. It happens so many times. So I thank the Lord. I thank this priest. He did 30 years ago. He just one word. He didn't ask me to do so. He just, on Wednesday, I take bread and water. But this already in my mind. I didn't know. Until I went to Medjugorje, I remember this priest. Although he died, but his spirit is there. So I tried. So I tell you, all these 8 years, I really thank the Lord. Give me the strength to go against temptation. Don't tell me that, oh, you priest, you have all the graces. Grace is grace, but temptation is temptation. Peter, also, he is the grace. He is the head of the church. Sorry. He denied the Lord 3 times, right? Judas, he also got the grace. He's called to be the apostle, one of the apostles. He denied the Lord also. It's not because of the grace, then we abstain. We are not immune. Nobody is immune. God is fair. Not because we are priests, then we have more graces than you. No. You and me on the same table. We are the same. I just act as the church is acting. I'm no more than you. I can consecrate, not because of my power, it's Jesus' power. But I still have the body, still have a weak body, like you. If I find it useful, keep in your mind, it's useful. Although you cannot make bread and water on Wednesday and Friday, at least these 2 days, do something different. Eat less. Don't choose do some charitable work. It's something, especially this period, for preparation of our Lord. Do something different. This is positive thinking. This is positive acting. Only positive, then you can have positive results. So let us pray that each one of us, especially this period, start from right this moment, this today, have a new life. Not waiting on the Christmas night that we, you said, I will live a new life with Jesus. Today, a new life, a different life. Every day is a new day. Every Mass is a new Mass. I like the Mother Teresa. She's always telling us priests, especially in all the chapels in the convents, always written big words for the priest to watch. Think this, celebrate this Mass as it's your first Mass, your last Mass, and your unique Mass. For us, we too, we can practice today as if today is our together, the first Mass, the last Mass. It could be, for some of us, we don't know. Or the unique Mass, maybe never have a chance to come to church. We don't know. So with spirit of living the present moment, because as you know, only the present moment, there is the will of God there. There is a grace there. We don't have the grace of yesterday, need of tomorrow. You don't have the grace. That's why you got sick. Think so much about the past and worry about the future. Then you got sick because you want the grace. You don't have the grace. Only you have the grace now. Only now we can say yes and do it right now. This is a time. This is a promise to the Lord. That moment by moment, we live His way, His will, in love, especially in prayer. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, and